and Service Center in Bad Axe. You'll also find a friendly atmosphere where the salespeople aren't hounding you to buy something you don't want. And you don't have to worry about haggling over the price because Wolverine's prices are already below what you'll find at other dealers.
This is Dan Braden. Stop in and look over our selection. If you can't find it on our lot, we'll find the car, truck, or van with the color and options you want at a price you can afford. So stop at Wolverine Auto Brokers and Service Center across from Norman's on the west side of Bad Axe.
Pre-owned cars, trucks, and vans at below market pricing with integrity to back it up.
There may be electric motors around your farm operation not running properly, drawing more power than necessary. This is Jenny. From a barn or chicken coop ventilation motor, from your drill press or other fabricating equipment, to those motors in your milking operation, Mauer Electric has an extensive inventory to get you back up and running. It's not likely, but if they don't have it, Mauer Electric will get it, and get it fast. Check the electric motors in your operation. If they're running slow, replace them before it's too late. See your electric motors headquarters in the Thumb, Mauer Electric at Westland Plaza, Bad Axe.
This is Larry Mauer. Call Mauer Electric in Bad Axe at 989-269-8171.
All right, Derek Deesner and Rick Callender back here with you for the championship game in the midget division between the Pirates and Stone Cold. 5-4 is our score as we enter this third period of play. And with the back and forth scoring between these two teams and how close it's been, Rick, why don't you tell us a little bit about, if we do have a tie at the end of this third period, how do things work?
Well, in amateur hockey and USA Hockey now, you play hockey until it is over. So we're going to play 13-minute periods with 2-minute breaks until it's over.
And Strusman gets the Hattie. That's his third goal of the day and ties it at 5. Now, during the break, we were talking and you were telling me about how one time they had to play 10 minutes into the fourth period of play.
Just last Thursday night, the championship game for the Mites ended up, it was, I believe, 3-3, and we had to go into a fourth period, and we went almost 10 minutes into fourth period, and this is Mites, this is the 8 and under kids. And it was one of the most exciting games. Everybody in the house was on their feet watching that one. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, well, we've got another fun one in store for us here tonight. It's under 12 minutes to go now in this third period of play. All tied at 5 between Stone Cold and the Pirates again. The Pirates win, they're champs. If Stone Cold wins, we have another game Monday night. Rogenbuck with it. He'll skate in for the Pirates. Again, we can't forget about that power play right now that the Pirates have because of that call at the end of the second period.
Well, that's right. That was a short-handed goal by Stone Cold.
Pretty impressive. And here comes Stone Cold as they'll see if they could get something going. Susala skates in, and he ends up falling down. It's kind of tripped up there, but he gets it right back. He's on the far right side trying to find someone to pass it to. He gets it in front of the net, but it gets deflected. Stone Cold's really going to have a tough time in this third period of play because that is a long penalty they are going to have. Now Miller's able to come out of the box.
Well, they should be at full strength now.
Who was it again that's in the box now for the 10 minutes?
Number 7, that would be...
Number 7, that's Cam Strusman? No, that can't be him because he just scored. Who did we have in the box? Can't even see his number from here. Oh, here comes Turmel at the other end for Stone Cold. He tries flicking it ahead for Eamon. Eamon unable to get to it.
That's number 6 in the box.
Number
the,
6.
He has the major.
Trevor Shemka.
Number 5.
Oh, number 5? Dan Brown.
Dan Brown.
Okay.
Dan Brown. Where we are situated here up in this tower, the penalty box is across from us, so we can't see numbers when we're standing up here.
10:15 to go in this third period of play. All tied at 5. And we'll have a face-off at the other end. Refs are talking something over.
It's 5-on-5 here. That penalty he has that's in the box right now is a major penalty, which is a penalty on the player and not on the team. So the team gets to go full strength, but they just don't have his services for 10 minutes.
And they won't get him till, what did we figure out? Is that within the final minute of this period that they'll get him back?
Yeah, sometime in, right around the one-minute mark.
All right, well, the Pirates trying to get something going. Rogenbach with it. Tried shooting that with one arm, unable to. Puck still getting tapped around, and a good save by Shane Stokin as he covers it up.
He made four saves there. Came out, rebound, back in, boy.
Just kept busy.
He had to be keeping concentration going there to stop all four of those.
Well, that'll wake him up, get him back into this game. Here comes Stone Cold, Strusning, trying to get the puck around Beckler. He does. Now it gets deflected back. Here's a slapper from mid-ice, and we have an icing call.
Intentional offsides.
Ah, intentional offsides.
Yep, they're coming all the way back down the other end. Well, that was quite a shot. He shot that from right down in front of us on the defensive side of center ice and hit the boards about halfway up on the other end. Wow, what a shot.
It's a mocker and Strusnik to face off. Rogenbach gets it, tries flicking it in front of the net. As a mocker comes up with it in the far right corner. He's checked into the boards. Puck gets tapped around. And here comes Susala. Two on two. Susala from the right side, deflected. In the corner now. Oh, we got some pushing down there at the one end, but the Pirates come up with it, and now we have a whistle, and Essenmacher's looking to see what that whistle's for, and he's not happy.
I think Susella and Rogenbach are both going.
All right, so it's Derek Susala going to the board, or going to the box for roughing. Was that 15 orange?
13.
Sean Rogenbach to the box for the Pirates. So that'll offset each other.
So it'll be 5-on-5, and those two players will not be able to come out for 2 minutes, which will be 7:10. And first stoppage of play after 7:10 before they can come out.
All right, so we get back into the action. And Seaman gets it out for the Pirates. He'll try to skate across center ice. He's not able to. Here comes Stone Cold. Shot on goal, no good. Kennedy from the right side. He flings it towards the net, no good. All tied at 5, under 9 minutes to go. Here comes Essenmacher for the Pirates. Try to get something on the net. Essenmacher able to knock away before Turmel can get to it. Now we have Derek Essenmacher with it by the boards. Puck getting tapped around. Seaman trying to knock it out. He flicks it out. Essenmacher goes, gets checked into the boards. Someone's missing a stick. Hudson had it. Flick it in. And they'll send that one down, and we have an icing.
I was just looking at some of these players here that I like. That Travis Essenmacher, I believe he's only a freshman.
Wow.
He would be a first-year midget player. And he's got to be right up there with the best of them in this league.
Let's look at the stats. I'm pretty sure he's number one right now. And 18 goals, 14 assists. That's good for 32 points, leading the midget division.
That's quite a little thing they got going between him and his brother, isn't it? 32 and 26.
Wow. 1-2 in the midget division. Derek Essenmacher has 20 goals and 6 assists. Good for 26 points. So, yeah, they're doing pretty good in this midget division. Well, and Dukoski didn't like that as he gave a little shove. He was trying to cover up the puck, and he was still getting hit.
Yeah, if they get that puck underneath them like that, and the other team starts just whacking on your pads, trying to push you in the puck and everything right in the net, and the goalies get a little excited about that.
The refs are talking things over right now. 7:55 to go in this third period of play, all tied at 5.